The direct-to-consumer category has invented or reinvented in some cases using technology. For instance, a Stitch Fix is going to go public,
right.
And we have a company called Dia, which serves, it's an apparel company that serves the plus-size women marketplace. And that model is you have a box, and you, with data, you adjust the product that you send monthly in that box so that you're trying to accommodate, you're trying to figure out what's going to please the consumer or the subscriber. And then that person will try different pieces, and we'll only pay for those that he or she keeps, and then send back the rest. That model is only made really possible with lots of data, because just the sheer cost of producing that box and shipping, even though the shipping costs aren't that huge, but shipping product that you might not get paid for requires you need to have good hit rates. You've got to get people are actually going to like what they have. You can't do this without data. So a retail store couldn't do that.
Right.
So that's just it's probably not. I'm sure that it's a rehash of some other model that has existed in the past, but it's really made possible because of technology.